Life Audio.
When we read the Bible, we can't always predict the ways the Lord is going to use His Word to speak to our hearts. Sometimes He surprises us. Other times, He convicts and corrects us. Frequently, He encourages us and reminds us that we aren't alone in this world. I'm so grateful that we have this time together every day to see what the Lord has in store for us in His Word, and we'll be looking at it together in just a moment. But before we do, let's pause for a quick message from the sponsors of today's episode. It goes without saying, but the Bible has changed so many lives. Take a second to think about what life would be like if you didn't have access to a Bible, or if you weren't even allowed to own one. And that's a reality that many are facing. That's why I want to tell you about one of our partners, Crew. Crew has missionaries in almost every country, and they are seeing people come to know Jesus. There's just one thing they're missing, a Bible in their own language. For only $24 a month, you can provide three people with Bibles each and every month. When you sign up to provide three Bibles with a monthly gift of $24, Crew will also provide meals to 12 hungry individuals through their humanitarian aid ministry. Plus, you'll receive a free copy of my book, Walking in Wisdom. Simply text WISDOM to 71326 to help today. That's WISDOM, or visit give.crew.org/wisdom. Again, that's give.cru.org/wisdom. Message and data rates may apply. Available to U.S. addresses only.
Hello, folks. My name is Derek Greer, and I'm reaching out to fellow pastors and church leaders just like you to join me and other Christian leaders and organizations throughout the nation as we come together on June 8th and 9th for National Unity Weekend. Together, we will show the love of Jesus as we serve our communities on Saturday, June 8th, and then preach from a shared text on Sunday, June 9th. To register, go to unityweekend.com. That's unityweekend.com to join us as we unite the church and unite the nation.
You're listening to the Chapter a Day Audio Bible. I'm John Stonge, and today we're reading Psalms 11 and 12, and we'll be reading from the English Standard Version. To the Choir Master of David. In the Lord I take refuge. How can you say to my soul, flee like a bird to your mountain? For behold, the wicked bend the bow. They have fitted their arrow to the string to shoot in the dark at the upright in heart. If the foundations are destroyed, what can the righteous do? The Lord is in His holy temple. The Lord's throne is in heaven. His eyes see. His eyelids test the children of man. The Lord tests the righteous, but His soul hates the wicked and the one who loves violence. Let him rain coals on the wicked. Fire and sulfur and a scorching wind shall be the portion of their cup. For the Lord is righteous. He loves righteous deeds. The upright shall behold His face. Psalm 12. To the Choir Master, according to the Sheminith, a Psalm of David. Save, O Lord, for the godly one is gone, for the faithful have vanished from among the children of man. Everyone utters lies to his neighbor. With flattering lips and a double heart they speak. May the Lord cut off all flattering lips, the tongue that makes great boasts, those who say, with our tongue we will prevail, our lips are with us, who is master over us? Because the poor are plundered, because the needy groan, I will now arise, says the Lord. I will place him in the safety for which he longs. The words of the Lord are pure words, like silver refined in a furnace on the ground, purified seven times. You, O Lord, will keep them. You will guard us from this generation forever. On every side the wicked prowl, as vileness is exalted among the children of man. Let's pray. Lord, we thank you for your word, and we thank you for the privilege of taking a look at this portion of Scripture today from these two Psalms that we just read together. And Lord, we're grateful for the fact that when you look at us, you do not ultimately allow the wicked to prevail. We know, Lord, that we see wickedness all around us, but that's just a temporary condition. We know that ultimately the victory is yours, and the victory has been secured by your Son, Jesus Christ, who defeated the power of sin through his death and his resurrection. So we're grateful, Lord, that you guard your children. We're grateful, Lord, that you guard us in the midst of a generation that doesn't honor you and doesn't esteem the name of your Son, Jesus Christ. Lord, just as the psalmist states in these portions of Scripture, that on every side it seems like the wicked are prowling and vileness is exalted among the children of man. But Lord, you are planning to return again and you will restore your creation. And we're grateful, Lord, for the restoration that you've accomplished in our life. And we look forward to what you have in store for all creation, as one day there will be no more sin. It will be completely eradicated. And you will establish a new heaven and new earth, join them together, and we will spend eternity under your benevolent reign. Lord, we're grateful for these things, and we're grateful for your love for us. We don't deserve any of these blessings, but we look forward to all you have in store, and we thank you, Lord, for your presence with us today. We pray this all in Jesus' name. Amen.
Do you want to better understand the Bible and give biblical answers to those who ask you about your faith? Hi, this is Perseus Poku, host of the Sound Reasoning Podcast Show. Listen to us weekly as we bring the truth often found in the ivory towers of seminary down to the steeple towers of the local church. Join me along with many of the nation's top theologians as we offer answers to life tough questions from an apologetic perspective. Subscribe to the show at lifeaudio.com.